my questions for the panel is pre-treated versus pre-wetting salt, and if they've had any experience with a pre-wetting.
Bill Edwards, anything there?
We've just been using the treated salt. So Mark DeRees is using both. He'd be better answered it.
Mark, what would you say here quickly?
Yeah. Hey, Joe, good to hear from you. How's things in St. Cloud?
Very well, thank you.
Good. Yeah, you know, we make our own brine here. We pre-wet our salt all the time. Why then would we need to have a shed full of pre-treated salt as well? Again, for those same issues, depending upon how much liquid you can get on there, some of our systems here still have shortcomings in how much liquid we can actually put on our salt when we're applying it. Obviously, as we roll out new equipment, we're trying to increase that. But and then the fact that some of the trucks have only 100 gallons on them and they run out after just a few tons of salt, and they either have to run all the way back here to our yard or try to fill out on the road, and they can't always do that. So we certainly have found that if we have a treated salt and can still add just a little bit of liquid on top of it, both have helped us out. We certainly have found advantages to using both. And again, it gives us that option when somebody runs out of liquid and can't run back here to get more. Hey, they're at least putting down a treated salt. So we still do both. We pre-wet our salt and we are using a pre-treated salt. The other advantage to pre-treated salt, it's been run through a plug mill. It stays loose. It flows good. We don't have any lumping. So those are advantages to us in that area as well.